Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Bob from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am pretty well. What do you do there in St. Louis?
I actually work at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Were you guys in St. Louis really excited to have the campaign descend upon St. Louis for the vice presidential debate?
I actually drove by the Washington University campus the night of the debate, and it was nice to have a media circus here for a change when we weren't underwater.
That's true. Bob, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Bob's topic?
That staycation is looking more and more alluring.
This week we read a story about the difficulties of modern travel, and it reinforced our desire to explore the world via our couch in the National Geographic Channel. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of travel mishaps. Choose the real story. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Bob. Let's first hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Hate flying? Long lines, tiny seats, lousy service? Well, consider yourself lucky. Passengers on Chinese Shandong Airline flight CRJ7 arrived safely at Zhenzhou last week, but the plane broke down immediately after landing, and the passengers had to get out and push it off the runway. At first, airport ground staff were called to move the plane, but they couldn't budge it, so a number of the 69 men and women on board were recruited to help. It took the entire group almost 2 hours to shove it onto a side lane. Quote, thank God it was only a 20-ton medium-sized aeroplane, said one of the workers. If it were a big plane, it would have knocked us out. No word if the passengers had to unload their own luggage, but I'm guessing yes.
Passengers having to push their own plane off the runway in China. Your next story of vacationing woes comes from Paul Prevenza.
Andy Shirofsky and his wife took 5-year-old daughter Tabitha on a Disney family cruise for the birthday of every kid's dream. After a day of cruising family fun and buying stuffed Disney characters in the gift shop, the Shirofskys went back to their cabin. They set Tabitha up with her new stuffed toys and a tea party set and went into the tiny bathroom to freshen up. Through the open door, they could hear Tabitha's glee as she said, tea for Eeyore, tea for Ariel, tea for Mickey, and they smiled at each other until Andy said, wait a second, we didn't get her a Mickey, did we? They peer into the cabin to see Tabitha serving up tea to a house cat-sized Norway rat. It was huge, said Shirofsky. Luckily, it never got close enough to do any harm before it ran away. I'm shocked. You'd expect an operation like Disney to have higher standards than this. A Disney spokesman said Norway rats are a problem on all seagoing vessels and that the ship and its operations will be reviewed immediately. There was no comment about whether or not the rodent wore little white gloves.
A real-life Mickey Mouse, as it were, appears in a Disney cruise. Your last story of traveling travesties comes from Mo Rocca.
At the Norman Fell Memorial Nature Preserve in Yorba Linda, California, ecotourists experience an astonishing diversity of climates, including desert, rainforest, mountains, and tundra, spread over 4 acres of land. Manatees sunbathe under the gaze of giraffes. Pythons hiss at polar bears. Penguins shadow box with pandas. House cats hop from hippo to hippo. And stalagmites are everywhere. But it is the world-renowned herd of purebred Yemenese yaks that most flock to see. The pink milk from these yaks is said to possess magical properties. Among these, it is believed that the drinker is forever relieved of sniffles. But last June, when a group of tourists became sick on milk from a yak with mono, they sought relief from Pepto-Bismol. Unfortunately, there was none left. That is, until the preserve's director refilled the empty bottles with the yak milk. Quote, I figured they were already sick, end quote, said director Richard Klein. The tourists only got sicker.
All right, then. Let's review your choices. From Roxanne, passengers on an airplane have to get out and push in China. From Paul Prevenza, a family on a Disney cruise discovers a rodent mascot they did not want. And from Mo Rocca, tourists at the Norman Fell Nature Preserve get sick on bad pink yak milk. Your job, Bob, is to pick one of them. One of those stories really happened this week to a traveler or group thereof. So, give us the real story.
Let's see. As much as I love a good yak milk story.
Sure. Who doesn't, ultimately?
I don't know. It's very compelling. But, you know, I'm going to have to go with the one that, surprisingly enough, seems the most plausible to me, given the state of airlines and the lack of perks therein. I'm going to have to go with the first one.
Pushing the airplane off the runway in China, having to get out and push. All right, then. Now, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to an expert in this kind of travel.
You know, we think things are bad here in the United States, and certainly there have been cutbacks, but this was the first time that I've ever heard of an airline that had to ask its own passengers to get out and help push the plane.
That was
all right.
Benjamin Matsuba, who writes the Today in the Sky blog for USA Today. He was expressing his wonder and amazement at the Chinese passengers who had to push the plane. Hmm. Congratulations, you got it right. You will win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Bob, and thank you so much for playing.
Thanks for having me.